I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A partial government shutdown remains in effect this week as lawmakers were unable to come to a budget agreement that President Trump would sign. The main sticking point is $5 billion that the president wants for border security, a number Democrats say they won't match. Speaking to Fox News yesterday, Georgia Senator David Perdue says he thinks an agreement isn't far away.
I'm hopeful that cooler heads will prevail. We'll get to some number between $1.6 and $5 billion on that. Nobody's arguing about the disaster relief package, so I think we're just about there. If we would both just recognize this is not about politics, it's about the security of our country.
Congress gets another chance to agree on a budget when lawmakers reconvene on Thursday. A church that caters to Atlanta's homeless population presented an outdoor Christmas Eve service in Woodruff Park this afternoon. Reverend Monica Mainwaring, pastor of the Church of the Common Ground, says the service, which began at 1 o'clock, was open to everyone. The church, which has no pews, lecterns, or walls, was founded on Christmas Eve 12 years ago when a small group of people gathered in an Atlanta city park to celebrate the Eucharist. Well, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is ramping up its efforts to prevent birds and other wildlife from colliding with airplanes. The AJC reports the airport has hired a second wildlife biologist to help with trapping hawks, scaring birds off with loud cannons, sometimes using lethal force with coyotes, for instance. FAA records indicate that there have been 186 reports of wildlife strikes at the airport so far this year, as of September. Well, after fighting a legal battle over its accreditation, financially strapped Payne College in Augusta has turned to an organization that normally accredits faith-based institutions. The Transnational Association of Christian Schools and Colleges, or TRACS, stepped in after the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools revoked Payne's accreditation, leaving the school ineligible for federal funding. TRACS President Timothy Eaton says expectations are different for schools they accredit.
We really ask that the institution take a serious look at how not only they interpret scripture, but how they actually practice day-to-day faith. It really should filter down to the individual student finding a place to really examine what they believe.
Payne doesn't market itself as a Christian school, but the historically black college was founded by the Methodist Church. During the 5 years leading up to full accreditation by TRACS, Payne is eligible to receive federal funds, but must annually document financial and academic progress. A couple of stories from the world of sports. Atlanta United has a new coach. The team announced Sunday that they've reached a multi-year deal with Frank de Boer, who appeared in two World Cups for the Netherlands and went on to capture four consecutive league titles as a coach. The 48-year-old de Boer will lead Atlanta United as the team begins their defense of their MLS title. The new MLS season begins in March. And the Atlanta Hawks notched their third consecutive victory with a 98-95 win over the Detroit Pistons yesterday. Next game is Wednesday against the Indiana Pacers. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News. But they must document annual financial and academic progress. But they must document annual financial and academic progress.